Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him, "Reply, allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him, and a voice coming from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We are now entering full speed ahead into the public ministry of Jesus. He comes to the Jordan, where his cousin John is baptizing with water for a baptism of repentance. And John, and we, to be honest, ask ourselves, why is the sinless one coming for a baptism of repentance? And Jesus replies, it is to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, he wishes to identify himself as completely with us in all things but sin. In all things but sin, but not the effects of sin. For Jesus has all the limitations of human body. He must grow and learn. He is obedient to his parents. And he comes not because he needs to be baptized, but because he needs to make baptism his own. John is effecting a baptism of preparation. And he is the one, Jesus namely, who is being prepared for. And Jesus makes holy the waters of the Jordan. In all other cases, it's the Jordan that brings God's blessing upon those to be baptized. But here, it is Jesus himself blessing and telling us that we too have a need for baptism, a baptism for sin and its effects, original sin. Jesus comes to make us one with the Father. And by proxy, when we hear the voice, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased," so the Father extends that welcome and that joy to us as well, who participate not only in the baptism that Jesus brings, but also in our very selves, who participate in that baptism. There is great joy here and great mystery. A dove descending, the voice of the Father, the Trinity made manifest in the midst of time and space. And so begins what the Church calls ordinary time. But there's nothing really ordinary about it. It's ordinary only in the sense that it is ordered. And what is it ordered to? It is ordered to the saving life of Jesus Christ, whose every action, whose every message, whose every thought and word was to make us one with his Father. Everything in his life is directed, fulfilling the will of his Father, who seeks to come into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, and yes, even into our bodies. The baptism of John is a beginning and an end. It is a beginning of a new life in the world, and it is the end of the old temple rituals. For John does not do what he does in Jerusalem, but he does it out in the wilderness. And those who must be baptized by John, have to leave the city and go into the desert, go into the wilderness. And so you and I must also leave behind many things and go and seek Jesus. We who have already been baptized, and those of us who intend to be baptized, are really entering a new life. We are becoming new men and women. And we shall all hear, by proxy, through the merits of Jesus Christ, the words which today's gospel proclaims: You are my son, you are my daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Amen.